Unit 6. Entertaining us.
Listening and speaking. 1. Listen to dialogue 1 to dialogue 5 carefully and choose the best answers. Dialogue 1.
Henry, your article in the newspaper is excellent.
I only wish they had published the whole thing.
Dialogue 2.
I'm afraid we'll miss the train. What time is it now?
It's 6:15. There are 15 minutes left.
Dialogue 3.
Can I see your ticket, please? I think you are sitting in my seat.
Oh, you are right. I'm terribly sorry.
It doesn't matter. Enjoy the play.
Dialogue 4.
I have finished filling in the form. Can I go to my room now?
Yes, here is your key. The woman will take you to your room.
Thank you.
Dialogue 5.
How old is your daughter?
She's 23, and I am twice as old as her.
Really? But you look no older than 30.
Thank you.
Two. Listen to dialogue 6 carefully and choose the best answers. Dialogue 6.
Hello, Peter. This is Mary.
Hi, Mary. How are you doing? And how's your new apartment?
Well, that's what I'm calling about. You see, I've decided to look for a new place.
Oh? What is the problem with your place now? Is it too noisy? I thought you liked living there.
I do, but it is too far from my workplace. Do you think you could help?
All right. So, what kind of place are you looking for?
Well, I'd like to share an apartment with one or two roommates within walking distance of my workplace.
Okay. How much do you want to spend on rent?
Less than $200 a month.
Anything else?
I need a parking space. When can you tell me the result? This Sunday?
Well, I know there's an apartment nearby. I'll go there on my way to work today and call you this evening.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Three. Listen to a short passage carefully and fill in the blanks with what you hear.
Mrs. Blake teaches English in a large school in a big city on the western coast. Even when she was a young girl, she had wanted to become a teacher. She has taught for 8 years now and hasn't changed her mind. After she graduated from high school, she went to college. 4 years later, she received her bachelor's degree in English and her teaching certificate. Then she went to teach in the secondary school of her state. The school day at Mrs. Blake's high school, like that in many high schools in the United States, is divided into one-hour periods. Mrs. Blake must teach English during 5 of these periods. During her free period, which for her is from 2 till 3 p.m., Mrs. Blake must meet with parents and check assignments. Mrs. Blake works hard from the time she arrives at school in the morning till the time she leaves for home late in the afternoon.
Thank you.